All right, good afternoon. This is a meeting of the Title Setting Board pursuant to Article 40 of Title I CRS. The time is 1:09. The date is Wednesday, February 18, 2015. We are meeting in the Secretary of State's Aspen Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. The Title Setting Board today consists of myself, Suzanne Steyert, Deputy Secretary of State, on behalf of Wayne Williams, Fred Yarger. What is your title, Fred?
Currently Assistant Solicitor General.
Assistant Solicitor General, designee of Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman, and Sharon Eubanks, Deputy Director, OLLS, designee of Director of Office of Legislative Legal Services, Dan Carton. Today, we are meeting to consider title setting for one measure. There are two titles for each measure. One is a statement and the other is a statement in the form of a question. Changes adopted by the title board to the first title in the staff draft will be considered adopted for the other title. For anyone who wishes to testify, there's a sign-up sheet on the back table. This hearing is broadcast over the internet from the Secretary of State's website, and public restrooms are located on this floor. When the title board considers a proposed initiative for the first time, the board will follow three steps. First, board members may wish to ask questions of the proponents. This is to ensure that the board understands the proposal. Second, the board will determine if it has jurisdiction to set a title. In particular, the board must determine if the measure complies with the single subject rule prescribed in Article 5, Section 1, 5.5 of the Colorado Constitution and Section 1-40-106.5 Colorado Revised Statutes. This is because the board is prohibited from setting a title for a measure that contains more than one subject. Third, if the board determines it has jurisdiction to set a title, then the board will use a staff-prepared draft for discussion purposes. A copy of the staff draft is on the table. Generally, we take all testimony first, then the board will discuss and vote after all testimony is completed. A decision is reached by two of three members of the board. Please take note we are not concerned with the merits of any proposal here. We are only concerned with the setting of titles. Furthermore, we are not concerned with legal or constitutional objections to the measures, except to the extent that such objections relate to the jurisdiction of the board to set titles or the correctness of the titles and summaries themselves. Anyone who is dissatisfied with the decision of the title board may file a motion for rehearing with the Secretary of State within 7 calendar days. So the only item on our agenda is proposed initiative 2015-2016, number 14. If the proponents could come up to the podium and introduce yourselves for the record.
Hello, my name is Sean Johnson.
And I am Terry Johnson.
And can you please tell us, just start out with what you believe the single subject of your measure is?
To keep Colorado on one time year-round.
Okay. Are there any questions for the proponents? No. Is there anything else you want us to know about your measure?
I don't believe so.
At this time. Is there anyone else signed up to testify, Steve? No. Okay. All right. If there's no questions of the proponents, let's take up the single subject first, and then we'll see if we're going to move on to title setting. Why don't you just stay where you are, because okay. I'll have some more questions for you in a minute.
And I believe that the measure contains a single subject, and so when the time's appropriate, I'm willing to make a motion to that effect.
Right. Have anything?
I agree.
Okay.
Okay, so I would move that we find that proposed initiative number 14 contains a single subject and we proceed to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, that passes unanimously. I'm assuming you've had a chance to look at the staff draft.
Correct.
Do you have any comments on the draft?
I do, yes. Okay. I'm concerned about the statement of after the first semicolon where it says in advance of, when in the first portion before the semicolon it says 1 hour later than, that it may create ambiguity where someone may actually read it as in advance from instead, which would be 1 hour earlier. So I would like to propose that it just stays the same and says 1 hour later on both of those sections.
Okay. I actually had a similar confusion, although okay. I do note that the statute you're seeking to amend does use that language in advance of.
It does, yes. And I had originally actually used that language, and then the legislative council suggested I change it to later than, just to avoid the confusion as well.
Okay. And I have to agree. I think actually the title could be simplified. Mm-hmm. To maybe eliminate some of the confusion.
Yeah. That'd be great, if possible.
That'd be fine. I think it's a fairly simple measure, mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that we need to have a separate statement of single subject.
Yeah, I don't either.
Or get into all the details, and I definitely don't think we should be saying there's a legislative declaration, because I don't think that's really a major feature of the measure.
No.
And just saying that there is one really doesn't convey any information to the voters.
Yeah. Correct.
And so I might suggest that we go pretty much an entirely different direction in terms of saying something along the lines of an amendment to the Colorado Revised Statutes establishing daylight savings time as the standard time within the state year-round. Now, I think there's some flexibility there that if we want to include the details about which is 1 hour later, if I think I get this right,
correct,
than the United States Mountain Standard Time, we can include that detail so that, but I think in general daylight savings time means something to most
yeah.
folks, but we could also include the detail but without doing what the measure's removing mm-hmm. from law and avoid that sort of confusion if you think we need the detail. Because I think you could, after time on line one, insert a comma and say, which is 1 hour later than, and then I do.
Yeah, if we can say an example time, of yeah. daylight saving time, that would definitely
help. I don't think you need to say that.
Help. Like as you proposed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
As well.
Mountain standard.
Later than, and then I think you have to have it in quotation marks. United States Mountain Standard Time.
That would be much
close quotation.
Simpler.
Comma. If we think that's helpful in terms of having that detail there.
I think it is useful.
Much easier.
Since daylight savings time doesn't, I understand the concept and I think the voters will, but I don't think daylight savings time actually shows up in the statute.
It does not.
Yeah, so I think that's useful.
Okay. Whether that the proponents think that would be an improvement?
I think that would be much of an improvement, yes. Much easier and simpler.
And I think you, just within that statement, that's the single subject.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't have to have a separate
connection.
Statement.
Right.
So that's okay to say daylight saving time in there without it being in the...
Well, the point of the question is to capture...
What
the intent
is.
Of the measure for
okay.
the voters. So
okay, yeah.
commonly we'll use terms, like when we had, I guess, hydraulic fracturing, you know, that would be an example where we would banter about whether we were going to use fracking or frack, you know. It depends on what
people know. It's
for the voters.
Okay.
It doesn't affect your measure,
yeah.
But it is trying to capture the primary purposes of the measure.
Then, yeah, absolutely. That sounds great.
Yes.
And I'm comfortable.
Because that is exactly what people know it as.
I'm comfortable with using the term because although it isn't in the current law, it is in their declaration,
right.
in the discussion, and
right.
that is codified. So I think I'm comfortable being able to use the term as well as having then the explanation of what that term means.
Right. I agree.
Okay. And so that's my suggestion.
You have anything you want to add to it? Or?
No, I...
You okay with the word which?
I am okay with the word which, yes.
Okay, all right. Just checking.
Or if you want that, I don't...
No, I think which is the appropriate word there. So.
Okay.
It seems short and sweet now.
All right, then let's go ahead and, yeah, I'll read it into the record so that we... have a record of it. An amendment to the Colorado Revised Statutes establishing daylight saving time, which is 1 hour. hour. That's why we read
it. I was wondering that. I was going to say,
Which is 1 hour later than United States Mountain Standard Time as the standard time within the state year-round.
And I would move the draft title as it appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Passes unanimously. And that concludes our agenda. So please note that pursuant to Section 1-40-107, any person presenting an initiative petition or a registered elector who is not satisfied with the decision of the title board with respect to whether a petition contains more than one single subject or who is not satisfied with the title submission clauses may appeal this to the Secretary of State's office within 7 days after the decision is made. So, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
Thank you. Thanks.